Hey guys, welcome to You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus. I'm on a journey right now to become the absolute best version of me. I want to find ways that I can improve mentally, physically, and spiritually. So every week, I'm going to open up about my journey and talk about tips and tricks of what's working for me and what's not working for me. I'll also be interviewing guests who will share their stories too. Together, we will inspire one another to become the absolute best versions of ourselves. So join me every week on this journey, and remember, you got this. Hello, my journeyers, and welcome to another episode of You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus. So you guys, I have an awesome episode for you today. I interviewed my good friend, Beth Gedio, who started a candle business during the pandemic, all with affirmations on them to help give you that positivity and motivation that you need in your everyday life. And she's become so successful. I mean, she was on the red carpet giving out her candles to celebrities. She was featured in Forbes. She's amazing. So you are going to hear the incredible interview I had with her about how she launched this business, got to her success, and really, more importantly, the importance of affirmations. And Beth just gives awesome tips, and I'm not going to spoil it. You're going to be listening to it in just a little bit. But you know me, I have to come on here and share with you what's going on in my journey, right? I don't know why, you guys, but I was thinking about today's intro, and I don't know why that song that's like, what's going on? And I said, hey, hey, hey. All right, I might have to cut that out, but that is what's in my head. What's going on? Well, what's going on? What's happening this week? Well, this week was a roller coaster of emotions and things that happened, and I'm pretty run down right now. I think that's why I'm such a wacko right now on the microphone. So let me just jump right into it so that you can stop hearing me in this crazy loopy-doopy attitude I'm in, and you could hear from Beth. So this week, you all know that I've been training as a coach at a gym where I started doing demoing the exercises, then introducing it and announcing it and coaching people. And this week, it officially was announced that I am now a personal trainer, group fitness trainer at F45. So I didn't want to give away the gym name before because it was still so new and I was still in the trial run, but I am now officially a trainer at F45, and it's so cool because heading into this week, I'm now officially doing it on my own with my own classes where I'm the lead instructor, and it's just such a cool feeling. This past week, I got to pretty much do a test run of what it would be like on my own, and it was awesome. I just love working with people and helping them to achieve their fitness goals. Like, I really love helping people, correcting them, cheering them on, coaching them, getting them to push themselves to the level that they may not have been able to do if they were not in this gym setting. And it's just a really, really incredible experience. But it was kind of a roller coaster of emotions this week with that, because as I'm getting started in this coaching journey, there's so much that I'm learning in this process, and I've made so many mistakes along the way. I've given out too many numbers to one station, and I haven't given any to another, and then I've, you know, just not introduced the workout correctly. So I've gone through all these like bumps and obstacles where it's not going perfect, which can be pretty hard for me because I just want everything to be perfect. I want to do really well. I want the people there to want to work with me. And so anytime I have a little hiccup, I feel myself go, oh, you idiot, what are you doing? But that's not the attitude to have. And I've had to take a deep breath. I've had to work through these challenges that I've been having with myself, kind of with imposter syndrome, and just really work through it and get to a place of confidence where I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to get better, and I'm learning along the way. But it's absolutely amazing. I love that I finally am doing something in the fitness industry because you all know how important exercise is to me. So that has been so, so incredible. But with that, this week, I had that going on. And then also, I'm actually speaking at a 12-day anti-hustle event this week. So I've been working on all the materials, working with the team on what I will be speaking about. And so it's been crazy. It's been so all over the place. So I had to really be strict with my time this week so that I wasn't like not giving myself the relaxation and that mental break that I need so that I don't head into that place of burnout that I tend to fall into far too often. So It's been a bit of a roller coaster, but I'm really excited because at this anti-hustle event, it's all about becoming an entrepreneur, but not sacrificing your mental health and your well-being. So we have all different guest speakers coming in to talk about all different topics. Some people about how to really be clear with your messaging. Some people are talking about how to live on your terms and how to be in alignment with your business. And I'm speaking on how you can introduce really good mindset practices throughout the week to protect your mental health. And I also talk about the difference between your beliefs, hustling, and some of the negative stereotypes that impact the way that we do our work today. So I'm really excited because it's an event where I can inspire and speak to people who are in the same boat that I was probably about a year ago. So it's something I'm so excited and honored to just officially be speaking at events on these topics that really mean so much to me. And, you know, these are topics that I like to speak about with people, but it's so cool that now that I'm a mindset coach, I can actually work one-on-one with people on this because we all have a different form of hustling, I think, and we all have different struggles that we're experiencing. So it could be in your career where you're working for someone, or it could be in your career where you're starting your own career. But I love that I get to work with people and educate them on the practices that really make such a big difference, but are not that hard to introduce. So it's just amazing. I just love that, you know, I'm working with people on this. And for anybody who wants to enroll in my mindset coaching program, just head over to my website, shannonandress.com. The link is in my Instagram bio and in the show notes of this podcast episode. And we can set up a free 20-minute consultation call just to go over what coaching is like, how it can help you, and we can really design and create a personalized roadmap for you of how we need to get you to achieve your goals. So that's just been so cool that I finally can do that. And I have to say, this all came from, I think, this mindful practice I started where I was introducing affirmations. And it's a very weird feeling right now. It's very surreal to think that these things that I was affirming months ago and saying to the universe and saying that I want to achieve, I now have. Like, that's a really freaky feeling. Because when you first start doing affirmations, I think there's a bit of this small voice in the back of your head going, but when will I get there? Will I ever get there? Like, I want that, but like, when and how is that going to happen? And so I had this goal of becoming a trainer and becoming a coach and launching a business. And I kept saying these things over and over and over again. And so now that I'm actually a trainer, I'm coaching clients on their mindset, and I've launched a business, it's like, I can't believe the things I affirmed are real. It's a very, very freaky feeling. So that's why I'm so excited to have the conversation that I'm having with Beth today and to have you all hear it because the importance of affirmations, I mean, they are life-changing and they have helped me so much on my journey. So I hope they will help you too. And that after you hear my conversation with Beth today, you know exactly how to introduce affirmations into your life. So we are going to head into that episode in just a moment, but I did want to take time to answer journeyer questions, which this week were kind of lacking. Not going to lie, you guys. You know, you normally send in a lot and it's fun, but this week we didn't get that many. I only got like one. So please make sure you're saying in the know on our Instagram page and you are DMing me any questions you have so that we can have some fun journeyer questions to answer. Okay. So the journeyer question that came through was, how has your anxiety been this week? I am really anxious about what is happening in the world right now, and I seriously feel sick when I see the news. So I was happy that this question came through because while I talked about the roller coaster of emotions I was experiencing this week, I was experiencing like these highs of like, whoa, I'm a coach now and I have this event I'm speaking at. But my anxiety has been really high with what's happening in the world right now. And I'm not happy that this journeyer is experiencing this or that they're going through this, but I'm happy to be able to acknowledge it and hopefully help you with what you're going through because it's something I'm going through too. We are living in a very scary world right now. And with the recent news of what's going on in Afghanistan, it is terrifying for a lot of us. And I think what's so terrifying about it is that we get to this state where we feel like there's nothing we can do, right? There's this hopelessness of, what am I going to do? This is out of my hands. It's out of my control. And that feeling of being out of control really, really, really can trigger our anxiety. And I know it has for me this week. And I've gone back into a lot of my old habits of having to go to Kyle and family and ask if everything's going to be okay. I mean, I haven't gone into an anxiety attack, but I feel myself creeping back to that fear that I was sitting in for so long. And you know, the one thing that I can say, or the couple of things I can say, and I know that these may not be the best answers, but they're things that have helped me, are that I really don't focus on the news that much. I stay in the know of what's going on, but I don't watch it all day long because it really isn't going to do me any good. Because at this point, I just feel like there's nothing that I can do. And if I know it, at least what's going on, that's okay. But I don't need to let it consume me all day and be playing in the background where it's noise that's just negatively impacting me. The other thing I want to say is that, you know, I get very upset and anxious about this because I think about what these poor women are going through over there. And their freedom being taken away from them and all of this horrible, horrible, brutal abuse that they're experiencing. And it does make me realize how freaking lucky I am and how grateful I am to have simply just a voice, to simply just have a voice that I can use and be able to speak to people. It makes me extremely grateful to simply just be able to open my eyes every morning and see another day. And I know that we shouldn't be taking somebody's pain and misery and turning it to a positive, but seeing what these people are experiencing really is making me practice gratitude in a way, in a much deeper way, because I think it just shows you how much more you have to be appreciative and how much more we have that we could be thankful for. It also, I think, teaches us that we have to, you know, live in this moment and embrace it. And we have to focus on what we have around us and can control right now. That's always what I turn back to. When I feel out of control and I get overwhelmed with the current state of the world, I hone in on things around me. I go to tapping. This is actually a new thing that I started practicing. Like, you tap your cheeks and tap your face. I'm not an expert on this. I want somebody to come on and talk about tapping, but it's something that I do. And I focus on things around me to help bring me back to the present before I go into that spiraling of the unknown. So for you, if you're struggling, I just would make sure that you introduce mindful practices and just know that what you're feeling is completely valid because it is a very scary world that we're living in right now. So I hope that you all can find some joy and positivity even with everything going on. And listen to this wonderful conversation with Beth now. On a lighter note, this is going to be a great conversation where you can learn how to affirm positive things that you want to come into your life and the journey that you want to be heading into. So, without further ado, here is my awesome interview with my good friend, Beth. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome, my journeyers. We are here for another episode of You Got This, The Journey. I'm your host, Shannon Andrus, and with me today is my friend, Beth Gedio. Beth is the founder of State of Being Co., an affirmation candle company that is encouraging busy women through the senses to improve their thoughts and improve their state of being. Pivoting through the pandemic, Beth took her love for encouraging others in fitness, live events, and brought it into women's homes with candles. Utilizing her formal college training in architecture and years of self-education and personal development, she's utilizing all of her life skills in the development of these affirmation candles. And guys, it's freaking wild that I have Beth here today because she was just featured in Forbes. So it was like, I like no coincidence that now she's on You Got This, The Journey. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am still a little bit in shock from everything that happened yesterday, but I am here and I'm ready to go and I can't wait to talk more with you.
Yeah, there's so much for us to uncover in this like conversation we're going to do because the topic of just affirmations and what you do, I find to be so incredible. But you are an entrepreneur that started this business during the pandemic and now you've been featured in Forbes. Like goals.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. No, I Literally, yeah, this idea is maybe a year old. I came up with it, honestly, like sometime in June or July of last year. I'm not entirely sure when. I just remember it was really hot out. So basically 1 year later to have been featured in Forbes is just absolutely insane. It's insane to me right now.
Yeah. And not even just that. Like when I first met Beth, guys, I obviously met her on Clubhouse because that's where I meet everybody now. It's just my social place. Beth was talking about how she was on a red carpet event, meeting all these celebrities with these candles. Like her business is booming. So the fact that she's here, she's going to share how she's gotten to this point. I mean, I just can't wait for today's episode. I'm so pumped.
Yay. No, I'm excited too. I mean, to have someone that wants to talk to you and then be excited about it is honestly the biggest compliment ever. I get excited too. And I feel like I just want to say, because before we even get into like the episode and your questions and stuff like that, I just feel like I have been this person that was listening to a podcast that heard all of these different things that happened to this person. And my heart would just ache, and I would just like, because I wanted it so badly. I wanted my success so badly. And as I'm on this journey, and I truly believe that this business was meant for me and that I am honoring the purpose that my soul was put here to do. And so I've had a lot of peace throughout this journey, even in those moments where I felt like, oh, like I want that success so badly. So I've been able with that piece to just kind of say like, okay, it's just not meant for me, or it's not meant for me right now. And so I've been able to say that because I just know that this is, you know, where I'm supposed to be. But I was that girl listening on this podcast and just not, you know, just feeling those heartaches or feeling that those pings of jealousy or feeling, you know, like all of just those like negative feelings that aren't meant for us. So before we go, before we move on, I just honestly want to acknowledge that, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm going to totally celebrate everything that has just come my way, because I've sat there so many times when it didn't. And we can get more into that later, but I just wanted to put that like big caveat on this whole situation. I feel like because I've sat in that situation so many times where it wasn't going my way, now that it is, it honestly feels weird a little bit, you know, that it's like, oh, like, I feel like I need to like say something about it. So, I wanted to share that before we got too deep, because I just felt like that was like important to share.
No, I'm really happy you did, because like, I think there's just so many people who they sit at home and they listen to these podcasts and they get inspired, they get motivated, but they feel like it could never happen to them. Like they feel like it's just, they're listening to somebody's cool story, but that's Beth's story. I could never do that. And that's just not true. Like the two of us started both of our journeys, really. Started the journey that we're at now during the pandemic, you know, and like taking that chance and taking that risk. So everybody listening, take the chance, take the risk, but also like we've both gone through times where it just didn't work out. And now looking back, it's like, good thing. Cause it's leading me to where I'm meant to be. So I'm really happy that you said that, because I want everybody to know we're normal people. Like, yeah, Beth was featured in Forbes and she's been on red carpet events, but she's still just a normal person who started this at home. She just started this at home. So we're gonna get all into that. So Let's see. Okay. So Beth, how did the idea of State of Being Co. come about? Like, how did you find this and decide to create this business?
Yeah. So it honestly it goes back a long time. When I didn't know that this was the business that was going to come, but, it started, I honestly would tell you, in November of 2015, when my dad died. Obviously, I had no idea that a business was coming, but I really had to learn. I had to learn to grieve, and I had to learn to get through that, because he wasn't sick. It was a shock. And that was something like we have the same birthday. So I'm a daddy's girl through and through. And so it just like destroyed me, number one. And then in November of 2017, I was with a guy for 15 years and he told me he wanted a divorce. So it was just 2 years after my dad had died. And that, again, just destroyed me. And the reason I talk about those two things is because those were the moments when I realized that everything that I was planning was so fragile, and everything that I was counting on literally was gone in, you know, the blink of an eye. And I had to learn how to get through that. And learning how to get through that was literally the toughest years of my life. And also learning how to get through that is what started making me want to help women and encourage them, because I felt so down and I felt so like not like myself, because I was someone that was encouraging. I was someone that had such a positive outlook on life. And so those feelings of sadness and, you know, wondering what happened and regret and all those things just felt so foreign to me. And that's when I realized that like my power is in that positivity and that encouragement. And that's kind of what led me there. Long story, you know, a few years in, through going through divorce and getting through that stuff, I had it on my heart that I was going to host an event. It was going to be an all-day event, totally immersive. And we were going to have motivational speakers. We were going to have yoga and mindful movement and then healthy food. And I realized, I'm like, you know, how can I make this my own? So I named it Be, because you get to come there and you got to decide what you wanted to be. And those are also my initials, Beth Aaron. So I named it Be, and we had just this event. And I was like, you know, how can I make this my own? What can I do? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to inspire women and encourage them through all of their senses. We're going to make it totally immersive. And so candles became a part of that. We had custom scented candles that were a part of that event that they got to take home as swag. And so that would start to trigger the memories of what they were going through at that event. Then that was in January of 2020. Pandemic happened. No more events. We're not doing that anymore. And I'm stuck at home. And in that time at home, it gave me the time and the space to start to really understand that. And just that encouragement through the senses kept running through my mind. And at one point, I got this idea for affirmation candles. And it stuck. And I was like, oh my gosh, I looked it up to see like, oh, this probably is a thing. Like, let me go check it out. And the only thing I could find in the US were, you know, small, like Etsy, more like crafty style, and then like more like spiritual candles, like the, like in Catholic churches, like those really tall, I forget what they're called, but nothing that was like a cute candle that I wanted to put in my house and have as a reminder. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is my thing. And here we are.
Yeah. You know, there's so much that you talked about there that I just love so much. And it's, there's so much I could relate to you with too. It's like when you started this journey, it was, you were at a dark place where you realized you weren't being who you always loved so much about yourself, like the positivity, you know, the person that was encouraging. It's like those things are being taken away. And although we went through very different situations, it comes from a place of feeling like you've lost yourself a bit, I feel like, and you have to do that searching and find it. So it sounds like, you know, mindfulness and the mind body connection has been so important to you with your event. With your event. So I'm curious, like when you were going through the loss of your father, which I'm so, so sorry. And, you know, I'm going to say the biggest prayer for you tonight, and the divorce that you went through, did affirmations and those mindful techniques get you through those times, or has this always been something that's just been a part of your life?
Yeah. You know, so it's always been a part of my life because my mom was super into affirmations, but I didn't know it. Like, it wasn't something that like, I was like, oh, I should do that too. I started doing it as a part of like, you know, type A professional Beth going into work, trying to impress the people around her. I would say like, I'm going to impress people today. And I would like, you know, like these things that like could make me feel like less of an imposter in corporate America as like a girl in her 20s walking into, you know, rooms with men in their 40s and all, you know, and having to contribute. So they were very, I'm going to call them surface level. And that's totally fine. Like that helped me. I did impress people and it gave me the confidence to walk in there. But when it was not until I was really going through that whole grieving process during those years following the divorce and the death of my dad, that I had to even just go back to the basics. Like I am smart. I am strong today. I am like, there's literally just those basic words that honestly hold so much weight when you can feel them and really believe them. But it's like, they felt like too basic for me when I was, you know, type A Beth that quote unquote had her life together. So in that time is kind of when I realized, like, oh, I actually have been using affirmations in all different kinds of levels for pretty much, you know, for most of my life that I could remember. And so it was really just kind of like recognizing that and then stepping into that and then, you know, moving forward in that in a purposeful way versus just like something that I did. Like, let me use this as a tool to move forward to actually help me versus just saying it or, you know, just having it be a part of my day.
Yeah. You know, affirmations are something that are brand new to me. Like until this year, until I was going through what I went through in my life, I'd never used affirmations before. But now that you're saying this, I kind of think maybe I was like before I'd get into an audition or before I'd get on stage, because I did musical theater and I'd be like, I got this. Like, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to sing this song the best that I can. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we realize how often we've probably used them. But I have to say, like, even with my affirmations now, like, I struggle with having them not be that surface level. Like, I say what I need to hear, but I don't really know if I'm getting the ones that like can really like trigger a change to happen or help launch me to where I need to be. And I promote affirmations so much to everybody and I talk about how important they are, but I still don't think people get it. So let's just start with the basics. Like, why are affirmations so important for people that maybe have never even thought of this and they're not using them right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would actually argue, not that you were arguing with me, but I would actually say that we're all saying and using affirmations, but they're not always positive. So we all have repeated stories that we tell ourselves over and over again. They're just not always positive. So, oh, I can't lose weight. Oh, I just don't have muscle definition. I'm afraid of heights. I just don't do that well. Like, so all of these things that it's like, I just don't, or I just do, or, you know, like we say things repeatedly over and over again. Those are affirmations. It's just, are they affirmations of what we want to happen in our life? Or are they affirmations that we've settled for or things that we just believe at this point? And so affirmations are the bridge to you being able to believe new things about yourself versus the beliefs that you already have. So, you know, like you're saying, I got this before before an interview or before an audition. Like, you know, where's that coming from? Fear of that you don't have this. So you had to tell yourself over and over again, I've got this, until you believed it. And then you went out there and you did it. And that's like an immediate, like beautiful, like complete switch. It's like you're telling yourself that, and then you switch it on and you go out and you do it and you do got this, you know? And so since we all have these thoughts over and over and over again, it's like, okay, now we're doing it anyway. The brain is already automatically programmed to be able to actually work in this way. How can we use this to our advantage? How can we make this a tool versus a hindrance? Mm-hmm. And so in that, I think the first step is honestly just becoming more aware of the thoughts that you're thinking, more aware of, you know, do I want to believe this about myself or do I want to change it? So I think that honestly is step one, just really noticing the thoughts that you have and the things that you are thinking over and over again. And then number two, I would say that this connection of, you know, if it's in your head versus if it comes into your heart and you start to feel it, on that mind-body connection is critical. So, okay, so we've noticed our thoughts. Now we are going to use this as a tool to move forward. So I'm not saying in your affirmations that you all of a sudden look in the mirror and you say, I'm a millionaire when you've got $100,000 worth of debt. I'm not saying that, because that's not something, as soon as you say a millionaire, your brain's like, oh, no, honey, I saw your bank account. That you're not, that's not going to happen. And so now you can say that over and over again for 3 years and sure, maybe that will happen. But if you feel that in your heart that I'm a millionaire and you can get on board with that, great. But a lot of times we need to step back and we need to say, I have more money coming in today than I'm going to spend. Say that for 2 years and what's going to happen? That's a small thing that we can do. And most likely if you've got more money coming in than you have going out for 2 straight years, you're probably closer to being a millionaire. And that's something that your brain is like, yeah, I can believe that. That can happen today.
Right.
Sure, we can do that. So, so I think that would be step two, is finding something that you can believe in, that you attach yourself to, but also it's not just your brain, it's your heart and it's your body. And it's something that, like, saying affirmations while you're walking and you're moving gets your body on board. And then the other thing is, this is why I created these candles, because by you attaching an affirmation to scent, you're including your body. And the beautiful thing about scent is that our brains are automatically wired to remember things when we smell things. So, oh, that scent reminds me of, right? We've all said that, because our brains automatically remember things when we smell things. So if you can state affirmations while you're smelling a candle, then you go about your day and you smell that candle over and over again as you're walking around your house or your office or whatever, your brain is automatically rewiring and making that connection and associating that scent with that thought and that feeling that you had. And that has been the way that I have gotten to be able to connect the body and the mind. So that's the way that these candles become a tool. Like, yeah, it's great that they're cute candles and that they have pretty affirmations on them that are going to make you feel better. But ultimately, it's like, this actually becomes a tool to get your body on board without you even having to necessarily feel it. It's doing the work for you. And that, I think, would be the key to start to really get into this idea of out of just the mind and into that mind-body connection, which is so important.
You know, as you're talking, I'm starting to realize that. So I'm realizing that I was treating affirmations and positive self-talk as like totally separate things. Like in the morning, I'd say my affirmations while I was on the treadmill or while I was doing deep breathing. And then throughout the day, I do positive self-talk. But it's sounding like they go hand in hand. Like your positive self-talk is your affirmation. So that's what's important. And it's interesting as you bring it up. I should have brought a notebook. There's like so many things I want to touch on that you said, but I did see something where it's like what you are saying is bringing in what you need. So when you're saying negativity, you're allowing in negative energy. When we're putting out positivity, we're allowing in that positive energy. And I never looked at self-talk as being affirmations. And you just made me realize like, that's really what we're doing all day.
Yeah. And it becomes, and that negative self-talk puts your body into a vibration. So if I'm going to run a company that talks about the brain and the body, I need to know so much about the brain and the body. And so I've been reading books by Joe Dispenza, who talks about quantum physics and neuroscience and how all of this is working together from a science perspective. Now, granted, I was already on board from a spirituality and a woo-woo perspective. I just figured I needed to get the science people on board too, so that I could relate to them in that way. And so our bodies are literal collection of vibrating cells. And so when you say things, those are certain vibrations. So when you say things, those emit feelings, sorry. And those are certain vibrations. And so when you say negative things, those result in lower vibrations. So those result in sickness, in, you know, parts of your body not functioning well. Those result in so many different factors physically that we don't realize because we think that they're separate. Mm-hmm. And when you speak positively, when you send out more positive emotions, that's why people have like a gratitude practice, because they're consistently saying thank you over and over again. And the feelings of gratitude and the vibrations of gratitude are higher than the feelings of want or regret or things like that. Like it literally is like a different frequency that they're vibrating at when they're a part of those thoughts. So by doing that positive self-talk, in my opinion, they are affirmations, because affirmations by definition are things that you say over and over again. And so if you are consistently giving yourself positive self-talk, you are doing affirmations because you're repeating them over and over.
Yeah. And, you know, something else you said too, is like, you have to give yourself an affirmation. You didn't say this, but this is what I was thinking. Like, you can't say it and think you're full of shit, like where you wouldn't believe yourself, you know, like it's gotta be something where when you say it, you really believe it and you're not forcing yourself to believe it. Like, it's gotta be something where like, realistically I can achieve this, but it's not where I'm at in this moment. Like, it's still pushing me to be better,
but I definitely can do it. So I really think that's important, is to make sure that it's not something where it's like, I don't know, like I have like, you know, $5 billion and I have a yacht and I'm doing this. And I'm like, I'm sitting here recording in a closet right now. Like, I know I those things
here, but I do, because I do want to say, so there is a part of this that you can start to like get on board with these thoughts. So you can say that I have a $1 billion business. And when I have that $1 billion business, I go out on a yacht and this is what my life is like. By all means, I want you to do that. I've done that with my own life. I've done it through a journal. A lot of people call it manifest journaling. I call it vision journaling. That is the vision that I have for my life. And the condo that I'm sitting in right now, the business that I have right now, like all of this is a part of that vision journaling that I do every single day. However, that is different, in my opinion, than affirmations. When we're talking about affirmations, we're talking about ourselves and using affirmations to build that self-confidence and encourage ourselves so that we can step into all of those big visions that we have for our life.
Yeah.
So when I say like an affirmation of I am a millionaire, a lot of times, most of us are just our brains flagging it, saying, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. So that's why I mentioned like kind of bringing it back for people that are experienced in affirmations, and they can get into that headspace where they can feel the feelings of being a millionaire. They can state that they've been doing it for a long time. They're probably telling themselves that they're a millionaire each and every day while they're not, because they're used to what that does. They're used to the feeling of having that. But I would say that as people that are kind of just getting started, let's not flag that brain. Let's not completely lie to it. Let's ease into it. Let's make it more smaller. Let's make it more tangible. Let's make it something that like, oh yeah, I can believe that. Yeah, we can get on board with that. Let's go.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because it's not that that's like not a good affirmation, but when you're just starting off, you're going to feel like this is BS. Like, I don't believe this. I'm not used to this. I'm not comfortable saying this. And I do exactly what you do too. Like, I visualize my dream life. I visualize my house on the lake with my boyfriend and the beautiful, beautiful underground, or not underground, in-ground pool we have, where I can see the lake, and I see it every single day. But my affirmation is, I have unwavering faith that I will do whatever it takes to get there. I am determined to succeed and achieve my goals. So the affirmation supports that big vision, but I'm not like, Shannon, what are you talking about?
Right. Oh my gosh. And you said you don't use affirmations. Like, that is it. Like, those are beautiful. Those are amazing. I love that.
I started doing them this year because, you know, I, on this journey, everybody was talking about them. So it's like, you just have to try. You just have to try. Mm-hmm. So, okay. In addition to, you know, not feeling like it's, you know, BS and having it be something that you actually believe in, do you have a rule of thumb that you do where it's like, I don't know, like, here's like a good structure of a sentence, or do you have some affirmations people could use to get started? Like, how do you even go about creating that sentence that is going to help you every day?
Yeah. So, I tell people to start with what they want. So what do you want to happen to you? And, we can use, you said you wanted a house on the lake, right? So, okay. You want a house on the lake. Great. Now let's back that up. Let's make it present. I have a house on the lake. Well, you don't. So, okay. So now how do we change that sentence to be something that you can fully get believe and you can also fully feel? So it would feel so good. It feels so good to know that I have a house on the lake coming my way. Okay, cool. It feels so good to be working today so that I can have a house on the lake later. Or, and like, these are things that, these are just statements that you can start to say in your everyday life. Now, when we get to an affirmation, we can say, I am successful in all of my endeavors that I attempt today, or today will be a great and productive day and I will make moves in my business. Today, I will look forward to meeting new people that may lead me in a new direction. there's also things that you can say, you know what? I am worthy of the desires that are truly in my heart. That's great. Love that one. Because that is basically saying that you are worthy of the things that you're saying that you want. And that is a belief that so many of us are struggling with. At least I hope so many of us are struggling. I know I'm struggling with it.
So I am too.
I'm not the only one. But so, and then the other thing is, you'll notice that all of these statements are, I am statements.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I am is really big. So that's why I say, okay, what do you want? But because we can say, I want a house on the lake all day long. Well, guess what? You'll be 60 and you'll still want a house on the lake. So that's not where we're headed here. So saying the I am statements of, I am radiant as I meet new people each day, which will in tune, if you're radiant as you meet each people each day, they'll be drawn to you. They'll want to help you out. They'll create new connections. You know, there's things that being radiant when you meet people will help you with. I am worthy of my heart's desires, those things. So I am statements are big. And then the other thing that I do, that I did with my candles, and I do them with myself, is basically having that I am statement of I am worthy, but then having a statement or a part of that that says something that you can relate to right now, something that is tangible right now. So that big statement of I am worthy is great. We want to believe that we are worthy, but how can your brain apply that today? How can it's called the reticular activating system, your RAS system. It looks for things to prove that it's right. So how can that system get activated to show you that it's right today? Mm. So finding something that you can relate to, or maybe this week, or, you know, something like that, but something in the smaller timeframe is the way that I've been able to kind of take these big ideas, these big dreams, and boil them down. And that's what I have on my candles. So it is an I am statement, a sentence that takes it to whatever it is that you're looking for. And then that same I am statement all over again. So I am radiant. I shine my brightest when I honor my heart's desires. I am radiant. That is on the radiant candle. And that is something that we go from that big I am into the small sentence, and then into the I am again, just to get that repetition to kind of hone it in.
Yes. What was that called? RAS, did you say?
The RAS. Yep. The reticular activating system. And if you look at, like, a lot of people that talk about manifesting or anything like that, it's they'll reference this system. So this is a system in our brain that literally searches for things to make itself right. Mm-hmm. So it's that, I want to buy that red Nissan car. Okay. You probably have never, I don't see a lot around. So I'm going to go buy this one because there doesn't seem to be a lot of red Nissans around. And then you buy the red Nissan, and then all of a sudden you see red Nissans everywhere, right? Have we had that happen to you?
I literally just talked about this with my boyfriend yesterday. I told him every car you have, once you have it, I see it everywhere, every time. Yep.
Yep. So that is the RAS at work shining brightly for you to see. Because yes, it looks for information that it can gather to prove that it is right. And so that is why affirmations are working. That's why, you know, this whole movement is happening with this positive mindset, and because your brain is already doing the work, let's just get it to do the work to help you versus hurt you.
Well, and something that I want to bring up, because I definitely think this is like the RAS could be good and bad, is like our brain naturally looks to protect us. So like when you say like, I am radiant, your brain naturally is going to question you if you're not used to it and be like, wait, what are you talking about? So that sentence, it shuts that BS voice up, that it shuts it up of being like, what are you talking about? So I love this, because a lot of us are going to struggle with these affirmations, I think, when we start, but you bring in a sentence that's like, and here's why I'm reminding you that you are this, and this is why we're using this affirmation. Love it. I absolutely love
Yay.
That.
Oh my gosh. Yay. I'm so glad. And you know, it's so funny. I love talking to people about this. I'm sure as you and all of your audience can tell. But I, in all the times that I thought about this, I've never thought of that sentence doing what you just said about kind of cutting out that BS or that not giving your brain the chance to basically tell you no at that point. You're just going to keep on going. I've never thought about it from that perspective before. And so I love that you just pointed that out.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was, I've been in a lot of clubhouse rooms on anxiety, depression, mm-hmm. how impactful a positive mindset can be. And so many of these doctors have come on and said, think of when we were cavemen, you did not sit and like, look at the flowers and enjoy this like beautiful day. You were alert and ready for if a bear attacked you. Like, you know what I mean? Like your brain was ready to protect, and it still happens today. Like we're ready to protect. So I think this is so fascinating. And I love too that you have the trigger, like the physical trigger, because there's so many triggers in our life that immediately set us into either bad or good. And when you just in your head try to think of an affirmation, right, and you try to create the trigger yourself, it could be very difficult. But that smell, like I there's sometimes like I go into a perfume shop and I smell a certain perfume and it reminds me of my preschool classroom. Like it's so mm-hmm. particular. And that's like a scent that like is so strong, or like fresh cut grass, or like even the sound of like my feet hitting gravel from when I used to play softball. Like these senses trigger you into these happy memories. So I think it's really cool, this perspective you bring up of like a trigger that's going to get you into that power and like hone you into what it mm-hmm. is that you want to be.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I was just talking to someone the other day. I feel like hacking is the new like buzzword. Like let's hack everything. Like we're no longer looking for shortcuts. We're hacking it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that word, because I feel like that's exactly what these candles are doing. Let's hack this idea. Like I used affirmation cards when I was really down and out and I had extra time and I was really needing them. But as soon as I quote unquote got my life back together and was going out and into the world and all kinds of stuff, like my affirmation cards sit in my bedroom and I forget all about them. And so having this candle out in my home, out like so that I can smell it, so that I interact with it, so that even if I forget it because I've got a lot going on in my brain and it's not affirmations or candles half the time, it's like it doesn't matter that I'm forgetting because it's already right there. I'm already seeing it. So another thing that I like don't tell anybody about, but it is behind it, but the label, the color psychology behind the colors of the labels help to reinforce the word that's on the label. So resilient has, I wanted you to feel, you know, cheery and uplifted. So that color is yellow, because that is what seeing the color yellow does. So you get to see the color yellow, you see the affirmation, you smell the scent that was designed for that, and then you state your affirmation and you get to go about your day, and that's it. And just having that little flash of yellow in your peripheral will help with that color psychology. Smelling it will help with the sense of smell. So it's like doing all these little things. It's like stuff that I don't need to anything more to think about, and neither do you. And so how can we do this so that it's already starts becoming such a part of our day that we don't even have to recognize, and we can then, you know, use our brain for other things.
Yeah. And also too, like that color psychology and just, you know, putting the color to it, not even just seeing the yellow on the candle, but if you walk around and you see yellow somewhere else, it could, you know, subconsciously, you may not even know that you're tapping into that affirmation that you relate that with. So I think that's mm-hmm. that's really, really interesting. That's so cool. So something that I wanted to touch on too is like, I feel like a lot of times when I talk about affirmations or I hear people talking about them, it's to hone into the business. It's to hone into your entrepreneurial life and starting your life and getting your business running. But affirmations can go into everything. It could be for your love life. It could be relationships. It could be, I mean, really like anything. So, you know, with your candles, like are there like different affirmations you recommend for different walks of life, or is it like they could really apply to anything? Because I just want people to understand that like affirmations work for like anything that you want.
Literally anything that you want. I mean, I talk about it because I am running a business, and you and I are probably in very similar spaces, but ultimately, I mean, a mom that has 3 children running around, like, oh my gosh, like give her the Bible of affirmations if there is one. Like I couldn't imagine being that. But yeah, no, literally anything that is an obstacle that you're trying to face or something that you're trying to overcome, I say there's an affirmation for that. Now, I don't necessarily know what it is because I'm not you. I can give you 10, but you might be like, I don't believe those. And so you need to kind of figure out what it is that serves you. Mm-hmm. And so that is, in my opinion, really important in terms of, yes, and you can come up with an affirmation for anything. And it's like, what am I struggling with here? What am I trying to overcome? And then back out from there. And then you figure out your affirmation. Because, I mean, and the other thing is, like, you can say an affirmation every hour on the hour. A lot of times I'll put like an alarm on my phone of different affirmations. It's just like a reminder, because any positive hit to your brain is going to be good for you. But if you're trying to specifically get over a certain hurdle or, you know, work on your own feelings of self-love and self-worth, then sure, start to really, you know, planfully go into affirmations for those things so that that can be an area of your life that you get to make progress on, where your brain starts to take over before you actually have to do the work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And it's so important because no matter what anybody's going through in their life, if it's business, relationship, self-love, whatever it is, an affirmation can work. And the best part of it is nobody has to know you're doing it. Like literally at home, mm-mm, alone in your bedroom. Like, it's not like, crap, everybody knows I'm doing affirmations now. Like, nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know. Like that TikTok video. Nobody's going to know.
I love that video.
They're going to know. Great. She's changing. She's changing at a rapid rate. They're going to know.
Exactly. Well, you guys, I mean, I hope that this helps you with affirmations. You see the importance of them, and like, go to Beth's page. I'm going to be tagging her and everything so that you can get these candles and easily tap into whatever it is that you need. Like, go through, find the affirmation and get it so you can have it in your everyday life. So Beth, I kind of want to now go into the start of this business and like how you've gotten to the point that you're at today, because it's just incredible. I mean, when you first started off, you started this candle business from home about affirmations, which, come on, let's be honest, there's a lot of people who think that's so woo-woo. Like, I don't know, I would never use that. I mean, were you afraid to get started? Like, did you have some doubts? Like, were there any of those mental block struggles that you went through when you first started this business?
So I'm going to be 100% honest with you and tell you, not with this one. But it had happened so many times before this one that I knew that this was where I was headed to next. But I will also tell you that I, because of all of the doubts and things that I've had before that, I am able to fully and wholly dive into this business, guns blazing, like moving forward. And if I'm not doing this in 3 years, I'm okay with that. But because I know that I'm changing and life is changing and I'm okay with that, but I had to get okay with that. So, I mean, sure, I still have doubts now that I'm running this business. I have all kinds of doubts. But when I first started, I knew deep down into my core that this is where I needed to go. I didn't understand it. I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, but I just was so honestly like tapped into my intuition and my gut. And I just knew from the inner core of me that this is where I was supposed to go. And so I did it. Now, I didn't know what I was doing half the time. I didn't understand why, where this was coming from. But God had just placed so many different things in my life at the right time that it made so much sense. I'm like, okay, we're going to keep going. Okay, we're going to keep going. So it was like little by little. Right. But I will say that, I mean, I was a group fitness instructor. I still work a full-time job. I was a beach body coach for a while. I was, you know, I sold athleisure for a while with another network marketing. I had this event. Like, if you look at my life, people are going to be like, this girl, like, what is she doing? But every single time I did one of those things, I learned something. And it's literally, it feels like all of those pieces of my life were the breadcrumbs that led me to this basket. Now, there might be another basket coming down the line that I don't know exists. But for right now, I know that this is what is meant for me. And so I will honestly say that for right now, no, I did not have doubts in terms of starting it, in terms of it's being the right thing for me. Now, I have doubts every day in terms of what decisions I'm making and how much I'm spending on ads and what I'm doing, you know, with the actual like day to day. But the fact that this is something that I was supposed to do was so clear to me in ways that I didn't even understand.
Yeah, I love hearing you talk about this because like the like how relaxed you are at what the universe will throw at you is like, I love it because that's the approach I'm taking with my journey as well. Is like, I've only gotten here because of every single thing that's happened. So I could go somewhere totally different and it's going to be because of whatever happened. So I might as well just accept it, you know? And I just love like hearing you talk about it because, you know, journeyers, I hope you hear this. Like you just have to go in open-minded because who knows, it could take off at you, or you could lead to something different, like Beth is saying. So just go for it. But, you know, something I wanted to ask you, because I have a lot of friends who they have such like potential right now with their businesses. They either started something through Etsy or they just did a little side hustle, but they haven't fully gone into it. They're very scared. They don't know if they want to go for it and they don't know where to go. Like, okay, now it's on Etsy, but like, what do I do from here? So like, how did you go from creating these candles at home to getting so many people on board and wanting to buy them?
So again, I just go back to like the many trials that I had before this. I had the hustle to sell tickets at my live event. I was in network marketing and I was reaching out to people to join my circle, to, you know, take advantage of my free gifts. I was reaching out and sharing my story on social media like a crazy person probably for years. And so, you know, going into this felt like the next natural step. However, I battled all of those same decisions in different pieces throughout the way. And I would say that if I was, you know, in that situation again, I would say that what I should have done was I should have listened to my heart more before. And also, I will say, I'm going to give myself credit that the fact that I'm okay with trying multiple things and doing things over and over again and just keep on going was probably the thing that has honestly brought me to this point. Because everything I did, I didn't regret it. Yeah, I lost money on that. Yeah, I spent money on that, but I learned. And it honed in on my purpose. It's what got me here. And so if, you know, to those people that are kind of unsure of what to do next, or, you know, basically there's a saying that I can't think about right now. But I can't think of the words right now, but basically like fear is built up in our heads, and action and just moving forward and doing things are the biggest things that can combat that. And so it's like, if you have these thoughts in your head, take the action that you feel led to do, and that will never be wrong. Mm-hmm. Sure, it might cost you money. Sure, it might, you know, teach you a lesson that you didn't really want to learn but needed to. And that is something that, but it's never going to be wrong for you. You're here and you're following your gut and your heart. That's never going to be wrong for you. It will be a journey. It will be the next step. It might be a sidestep. Might be a diagonal step, might be a step forward, but at any rate, it's going to be a step for you. And that's what's so important in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, I think that fear piece that you touched on is crucial because I know so many people who they're just afraid to post more about it or fully dive in and get the word out because then they think, well, this is tied to me forever. And if I fail, everybody will know that I'm the girl that started candles and it didn't go anywhere. Like I'm just using that as an example, but like, mm-hmm. that's the fear that people have. And instead of them mm-hmm. just trying and accepting that it may not, or it may, mm-hmm. but like, let me just put myself out there. And I have to say too, like, with, you know, just what I know about you, Beth, was like the, I'm going to talk about this all the time, the red carpet event, the Forbes article. Like, I feel like you didn't sit back and wait for people to come to you about things. Like you took action and you said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to follow up. I'm going to take them up on that offer. And so many people go, oh, they said they'd reach out, or, oh, you know, they mentioned this, so I'll see. But I feel like you're a very actionable person. That's why all these things have happened to you.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody else, probably in a Clubhouse room. And they were like, yeah, you're really a doer, aren't you? And I was like, yes. I was like, but I was a doer first. And only then, like only throughout like the recent years, have I learned to become a dreamer. And now I can start to actually do things based on my dreams. Mm. But before, I was so afraid of failing and of being embarrassed by my failures that I would do, but I didn't have big dreams because what if I missed them? What if I failed? Like everybody talks about goals being smart. I can't talk about goals. I don't have goal setting. I have dreams because, and I have a vision because if I have a goal and I don't get it, I was a failure and it put me into this like downward spiral. And so, you know, I really just had to be okay with like who I was and how I operated, especially when you're in the entrepreneur space and everyone's like, do you have a business strategy? What are your goals for the next 3 months? It's like, I don't know, but guess what? I have really big goals that I have no idea how I'm going to get there. And that led me to the conversations of getting to the Oscars. That led me to the Clubhouse rooms where they're talking about PR and about Forbes articles and that kind of stuff. And it's because I was able to figure out those big dreams. Now I'm taking my little steps and my little actions, but they're resulting in big opportunities for me because I'm now able to dream about them. Before, I would just say, okay, I need a business strategy. Okay, let me sit down for 2 hours and figure out my business strategy. Okay, now I need goals. Okay, fine. Let me figure out my goals. Rather than just being like, you know, I've got big dreams. I want to make six figures this year in this business. And let me just go talk to the people that know about making six figures. That's it. That was a strategy. Now, I'm not there yet. Don't worry. But, you know, and if I fail and I only make 50,000 this year, well, I would consider that a success.
Yeah. Now.
But before I would have been like, oh, if I didn't hit my $25,000 goal of an income of this business, oh, well, I failed and I can't check it off my box. Whereas now it's like, no, I'm dreaming big. And if I don't get there, that's okay because it's so big for me, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of people don't do it is because it's intimidating as shit. Like they openly go to talk to like an entrepreneur and they're like, well, what's your business strategy? Have you designed a website? What's your freebie? What are you going to do on your social media? What are your content mm-hmm. pillars? And it's like, oh my gosh, like I just have an idea. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so I love mm-hmm. what you're saying because like I'm very similar. Like I do goal set for sure, but I'm more of a dreamer because that's like driving me where like I'm not mm-hmm. getting into that failure place. So journeyers, like just go for it. Stop listening to all these. I mean, don't stop listening because these experts do give good advice, but don't take it to heart where you're like, crap, I got to have all this figured out. Just go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say, so people have asked me, they're like, so what's your business plan? I'm like, whatever God decides to do with it in the next year, that's it. And when you say things with confidence, people believe you. That's like the biggest trick of this whole life thing that we're listening in. And honestly, like that's probably like the quote that like becomes like the thing about this episode is like, seriously, it's like when you say things that you are convicted in, people very rarely like have enough energy and gumption to like be like, are you sure about that? Like, cause they're not that invested. They're like, Okay, cool. She's like got her business plan. God's got it. Okay, fine. Whatever, girl. See you later. And it's like, yeah, okay. See you later. So I think that definitely with that fear piece, definitely with that like individuality and that authenticity. And again, like this is coming from like, I clung to network marketing because I needed a team. I wasn't able to be that individual yet. And I needed those people to help me figure that out, honestly. And so it's like, if that's you too, like, that's amazing. Cling on to that and hold on to that forever, however long you need it. And then when you realize you don't need it anymore, then drop it and cling on to that next thing that you need. So whatever that is that you need to start doing, maybe it's making affirmations of, you know what? I am bold today. Today I have the guts it requires to make hard decisions. I have a daring candle for that. I've literally been burning my daring candle for, I don't know, the past like 3 months as I'm, you know, making these big moves, but it's, you know, it's all of those things that it's like, you're the only one that knows what your dreams are, unless you decide to tell somebody else, but you're the only one. You're the only one that knows how it feels if to get that dream. And you're the only one that's telling you that you can't have it or that's telling you that you shouldn't have it. So you get, and And of course, there's other voices out there and stuff like that. But ultimately, it's like you're the only one that you have to listen to.
Yeah. And ultimately, like, you have to define your success. Like, if you're looking to please somebody else or get to their level or get to their standards, I really think you're setting yourself up for failure. Like, what do you define as success and what do you have to cling on to? Like, literally just what you were saying. I think that's so important. All right. So, Beth, I'm going to be tagging you literally everywhere. I'm going to be posting about your candles. I'm going to be posting about this episode, but tell all the listeners, like, how can they connect with you? What do you have going on? Anything special? What should they know?
Yeah. So, I am on all channels at State of Being Co. So my website is stateofbeingco.com. My Instagram is State of Being Co. And so is my Facebook and Pinterest. My DMs are open. I literally love DMing with people, and now they have like those voice recordings and everything else. So, my DMs are absolutely open. If anything I said, if you've got questions on any of that about affirmations, if you want help in developing your affirmation, please DM me. I am the only one behind that account for right now because I treasure all of those connections so, so much. So you can reach out that way. And then I am going to do a You Got This discount code. So it'll be You Got This 15. We'll get you 15% off of your candles. So we can do that for you as well. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And then I've got journal prompts. I've got, you know, my quick guide to vision journaling. So it's 5 minutes a day because when I'm a busy woman, that's all that I have to give. So if you are looking to just trying to figure out how to learn and how to dream again, I DM me and I can email you with that journal. So anything about mindset, any questions you have, I'm happy to talk more about it.
Oh my gosh, Beth, I love it. And you know, I just realized like you are the very first person to number one, come on my show and give an offer with You Got This, but like You Got This has never been a promo code. Like, this is so freaking cool. Yeah. I feel like is huge, guys. I'm making it. Oh my God. That's amazing. I mean, I'm getting these candles. Like, I mean, spoiler alert, my family listens to this, but like, that's literally what everybody's getting for Christmas is like an affirmation candle. So I will totally be taking you up on that offer. All right. So before we close out today's episode, Beth, did you bring an inspirational or motivational quote that you'd like to share with the listeners?
I sure did. It is, I don't know who said it, if it's actually, you know, a Googleable inspirational quote, but it's something that I've been saying, honestly, since a few months after my dad died. And it is, God's timing is always perfect. And if you don't believe in a God, if you believe in the universe or whatever, that there is a greater power at work and the timing is always perfect. And it has rung true in the times that have been the hardest for me, at the times that have been amazing for me. And it just is amazing to me that it's always working out that way at the perfect time.
I completely agree. I completely agree. No matter what you believe in, something out there is setting you up for the good if you allow it. So that's a beautiful quote. Beth, thank you so, so much for joining us today. It was so awesome having you. And I just can't wait for you to connect with all the journeyers after this.
I know, me too. I'm so excited. I hope they DM me.
They will. They will. That's their homework. I'm telling them now. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us on another week of You Got This, The Journey. We will see you next week for another episode. But until then, always remember, through every high, every low, every positive, every negative, every up, every down, whatever it may be, always remember, you got this.